Saturday, for the first time in 2 decades, residents of a central Gaza city are heading to the polls to vote. Municipal elections there are seen as a step toward self-governance and Palestinian unity, symbolically linking the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. And they're an opportunity to turn away from political divisions to address everyday issues such as the water supply and clean streets, and lives centered on peace and stability. Some residents wonder whether a single vote can bring real change to an area still bracing for bombs. But to others, it is a moment of hope amid the rubble. As one candidate says, running for office is a responsibility and a duty. We are here to serve. It's Saturday, April 25th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, April 28th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kendra Nordine Beato. Go to csmonitor.com or our app for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, today's Monitor stories. The Trump administration's indictment targets the use of informants in extremist groups. The Southern Poverty Law Center, the indictment's focus, rejects the charges as false and politically motivated. At question, can ends justify means? Patrick Johnson reports from Tybee Island, Georgia, for the Monitor. Municipal elections called by the Palestinian Authority and allowed by Hamas are being held Saturday in Deir al-Bala, Gaza, coinciding with voting in the West Bank. It's the first time since 2005 that Gazans anywhere are able to vote. Water and sanitation are on the ballot, as is symbolically Palestinian national unity. Contributor Ghada Abdel Fattah and Taylor Luck report from Deir al-Bala, Gaza Strip, and Amman, Jordan for the Monitor. In this latest round of Israel-Hezbollah fighting, Lebanese civilians have once again paid a heavy price. Even as the ceasefire in Lebanon is extended, which analysts say U.S. President Donald Trump needs to facilitate talks with Iran, neither combatant is showing any sign of backing down. Scott Peterson reports from Beirut for the Monitor. Harvard University's Graduate Student Union went on strike this week to demand higher wages for all graduate student workers and more protections for immigrant student workers. The university has countered with an offer to raise salaries more modestly. Cameron Pugh reports from Cambridge, Massachusetts, for The Monitor. Constitutional reform is something Japan's ruling party has long debated, but never been able to accomplish. Now the country's first female prime minister, Sanae Takaichi, is using her popularity to push the matter forward. And Scott Tyson reports from Tokyo for The Monitor. A visit to a venerable watchmaker brings out stories of timepieces, including an heirloom pocket watch that saved a life. Contributor Robert Close writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.